So read this. This is Creative Control. Mm-hmm. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs, giving you insight and sharing our experiences. Boom. Come on. I do this. Wordplay. Ah.
That's the start.
Yeah, that's something we can always say.
I thought organically you would just start up with something. But...
Well, no, that you still need some kind of formal introduction, but I'll say
so.
I do it the first go around.
Wait. Read it with me.
This is Creative Control. Two individuals taking you through our journey as creativepreneurs,
giving you insight
and sharing our experiences. It's simple. It's pretty much all. It covers everything.
It does. Yeah. I agree. Am I starting off?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in with your favorite Fakirs. Mike and Chris, we're back for another episode of Creative Control. Yeah, you said it with me. Yay, we're getting better. We're about to be monsters by the next episode. We're going to have everything down packed. Real quick, brief introductions for everybody. My name is Michael Fakir. I'm a creative specialist for Six Wolves LLC. I am the CEO and founder of Six Wolves. Go ahead, tell them about yourself, Chris.
Are you going on this description of like what Six Wolves is? Because I feel like you do that every time you introduce yourself.
So should I go into a description?
No, you should not.
No, all right.
I think they'll know. So I am Christopher Michael Fakir. I am the founder and CEO of KFE LLC, which umbrellas K Fakir TV, the digital media content services that I provide.
See, you just went into a description of yourself, but you're going to get on me about describing my brand.
I didn't go into what KFQ TV is. I said the digital media service that I provide.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, moving forward. Chris, it's been about, what, a month since the... Coming up on a month since the first episode?
Yeah, man, a month.
Anything exciting happening for you?
Outside of this move? Yeah, making moves. No,
I always look forward to everything that I do for my company, so all of that is exciting. Once again, I feel like I'm being interviewed. All my questions are coming out like PR questions, like PR answers. Yeah, PR, like Chris. Just talk. So that's about all that you've got going on. I mean, outside of that, moved to California, working with a bunch of high profile athletes, creating their content.
We'll be trying to go to LA and working with those individuals and out there, trying to create something for them and trying to expand my brand. But we'll touch on that.
Okay. Let's see. Anything exciting happening for me? Yes. Still got that baby on the way.
Censored version.
Yeah.
Well, you know. If you want to real quick go into the first topic, man. Let's get on board. We don't want to take as much time as we did last time.
Yeah.
You know, first topic being, you know, define your title. And when I say define your title, I mean for myself, example. When people go, well, what is a digital content creator? The definition is so vast, right? Because people think web, digitally, and then some people associate the social media side of digital media. So for me, man, I focus on social media side. So I'm a digital content creator for the social media. Content being the digital form that is also physical for people to post.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And I mean, that's basically it. It's nothing really too intricate. It's basically you have a videographer, you have a photographer, you have, you know, a graphic designer. I'll let you touch base on that. But a digital content creator basically scopes a variation of content for people to market on social media platform.
Yeah. Is this a title that you came up with for yourself, or are there other DCCs out there?
I mean, there's other variations. You got social media expert, you know. I mean, we live in this society now that people have created a title. For me, I did add digital content creator for myself because I looked at digital being, you know, the web, and of course I'm trying to expand it to the web for people to publicize on the websites. things of the sorts, but I also try to incorporate social media, so I didn't really want to, you know, keep myself in a bubble.
Yeah. Just making sure I don't tear down my my fake studio here.
Don't say anything bad. Like, I can't say this out.
Okay.
But it kind of, it's weird because, you know, people, when they introduce me, they're like, oh, he's a videographer, photographer. Like, you know what? You can just really simplify it and just say I'm a digital content creator. Mm-hmm. Because then I can elaborate more on how I'm able to offer my services. So,
yeah.
Instead of, oh, well, can you do my wedding? It's like, no, I don't do weddings.
Yeah. So you're not necessarily a videographer. You're more of just a content creator.
Yeah.
For the digital realm. I got you. That's a good summary. Is it my turn?
Yeah, for you, man. What's your stuff?
All right. Well, you pretty much already know, but I'll explain it for the people out there. And I actually want to put together some kind of formal thing, some kind of formal visual thing introducing this. Segue for a second. Our hair grows back so fast. I'm sitting here looking at it, and I'm like, like, I just got this cut last week. Like, my haircuts only last a good 4 or 5 days.
I was going to say, for me, 2 weeks.
Like, this is crazy. I just got cut. But anyway, so my title for Six Wolves, as I said in the intro, is a creative specialist. What is a creative specialist? A creative specialist is somebody that takes the skill set from graphic design, art, apparel printing, videography, photography, whatever the case may be, and they combine it in one. A creative specialist is your, like, survival kit. You know those little tools, those little pocket kits that you can carry around with you that's got the knives, the wrenches, the screwdrivers. All right. So that kit within itself is an entity on its own. A creative specialist is a title on its own that uses graphic design, art, whatever the case may be. Our goal is to find the best out-of-the-box way to bring your project to life. So in whatever it takes, that's what we're going to do. Now, I am not a photographer, but if I have to work a camera, I would. You know, if it means that, if the project is to create some social media ads, let's say for your brand, we want to create some social media ads. Excuse me. My thought process as a creative specialist is, what skill sets do I have that can create social media ads? You know what I mean? I never want it to be limited to just graphic designer. I'm way too creative for that. You know, I see the bigger picture. Creative specialists, very similar to creative directors, except creative specialists are a lot more hand-on as well. But I always wanted to... I lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
You always want to... But basically, the creative specialist and creative director are different. For you, with your creative specialist hat, you want to do something, and then you left off with that.
Yeah, that didn't help me get back on track.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're listening. But that didn't help me at all. But anyway, at the end of the day, big picture, graphic design, art.
You're probably going to pick it up in like 5 seconds.
Probably, but we would have moved on to the next topic. Big picture. Creative specialists focus on the big picture and utilizing creative skills to bring about the big picture. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I've spent the past 3 years trying to craft what that is.
As a creator, you don't want to put yourself in a bubble, basically.
Nah, you don't really want to. And I don't like singular titles. I feel like graphic designer is just so limiting.
It is. It's like, oh, we already know what that person uses.
Yeah.
Because you, you use, you know, Premiere Pro. Audition. You'll kind of work on the videos.
Yeah. After Effects now.
After Effects.
Yeah. But I mean, graphic designers kind of use the same thing in a sense. Like, they also, that field is expanding. Now it's you have to know more than just logo design. You have to know more than just designing a flyer. You have to understand how these different platforms work. Creative specialists just utilizes those platforms. Like, one of my clients, Body, and my mentor, Brian, he has his own podcast. I don't edit his videos, but I put together his trailers for his podcast. For Body, I might, you know, it can go anywhere, honestly. Like, I might put together a 30-second clip advertising the stickers that they have in the app store. You know, something like that.
I got you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with that being said, it sounds like you have a process to all this. You know, so what is your process?
So the very first process, now let's separate the two. Now, are we talking about the process from getting clientele or the creative process overall?
Well, what's your process?
You want to do both?
I mean, you can. Yeah, honestly, are you referring to the questions that I asked, or are you referring to...
Well, when you say what's your process, are we talking about, like, in terms of creating, or are we...
You know, when you're sitting down and you're, I say, in a zone.
Yeah.
You know, what's your process of compiling all this stuff? You know, what's your process of even trying to creatively grasp the picture? Like, for me, you know, it goes into, like, a visual sense. So, for you, what's the case?
All right, so we'll just focus on the creative process, because getting clients is a whole nother topic that we could probably get into. We could save that for, like, more of a business, focus on the business of what we're doing, right?
I have a reason I'm intertwining, so...
Oh, focus. Okay, whoa, excuse me.
There you go.
Thank you. All right, so I'll just focus on the creative process. Right. The first thing, honestly speaking, is... dipping to the business side of it just for a second, you have to understand what the project is. And you really got to flesh the idea out. A majority of the time, and I know people hate it being asked questions because they don't really know what they want, but I have to ask a specific set of questions to help pull out ideas. Majority of my clientele, they already know what they want. So that process is self-explanatory. It's very simple. I just do what it is that they want. When it comes to dealing with people who don't know what they want, I have to get into that zone, that space, and I have to put myself in two perspectives. The first perspective being, this is my idea, right? So let's say I want to start a shoe line, and you need graphics and content for a shoe line. I have to think as if this is my line of shoes. Like, what would I want to see? This is in the case that you don't know what you want. What would I want to see? Like, what's my market, you know? Most people, they don't really know how to answer those questions. They don't know who their market is. They just have the idea and they just want to start. So I got to dial it back and think for them. And in that case, I ask you some questions. I put myself in that perspective. I try to get a full understanding of what it is, what the product is and how it's going to affect their market. And then I craft visuals around it. Now, dialing into this process real quick, I'll sketch. I go on the internet. I'm sorry. The first thing I do is I research visuals. I look at what Nike's doing using the shoe line as an example, you know, a line of shoes. I look at what Nike's doing. I look at what Reebok is doing. I look at what Adidas are using for their visuals and their advertisements. And then I just start to kind of craft from each brand. I'm like, okay, what would work best for them? You see what I'm saying? And then I go into sketching. Like, I allow myself the freedom of play. I'll put everything down that I want to see, from the ugliest ideas to the best ideas. And then from there, I just go ahead and I get right into the design portion. You know, I do everything in black and white first. Doing everything in black and white allows me to build the structure of the design before actually adding color. A lot of people are like, well, I want these colors and I want it to pop, I want it to be colorful. Let's slow it down for a second. Let's build the idea first. Let's build the skeleton, almost like building a human body. You got to start with the skeleton first and then layer the tissue and then layer the muscles, you know, vice versa. I'm sorry. Layer the muscles, then the tissue and the veins and the organs. It's a whole process. So to answer quickly, that's like the brief outline of the process. And then of course you can talk about incorporating music. I find an album that will really inspire me, that, you know, fits my mood or whatever, and then I just work. You know, it's really like, it's magical taking everything from up here and putting it on here, you know?
I don't mean to stop you, but it's so funny you said to answer quickly, and you went on a whole elaboration the past
time. You know, it's, since we started, I'm actually timing this.
I did too.
Yeah, and I gave like a 2-minute answer. I figured like, it'd be fair if I just limit my answers to like 2-3 minutes, but that's a challenge right there.
For you, I feel it is, because you have to like lay out all the examples and reasons of your process. For me, I'm like, either you get it or you don't.
That's your process?
That's my, well, no, it's my process is, you know, I sit down in a meeting and I necessarily don't sketch everything out, I just listen. So if someone, for example, tells me they want a merch commercial shot, I'm like, okay, well, I already know visually you want the merchandise to be represented. You want the shirt to be the simple focus. So what can we build around that? And topic three, you know, kind of echoing off of my process and what inspires me is, once again, the end goal of things. I see the bigger picture for my future. And so when I'm trying to get to creating my own content and I'm trying to get to developing my own stuff, I literally have to envision how I'm gonna go about that way. And I take that inspiration that I implemented into my Minecraft, working with my clients. And it's all the surrounding of environment, you know, personalities, atmosphere, what's healthy for this world, what's not, that's what inspires me. It's like, it's a little guru stuff, kind of, you know? Like, what's positive, what's negative? If it's something negative, it's not gonna inspire me. I'm gonna see it as something bad. And if I ever have to work on a bad video, then I can, the negativity, I can just twist it and make something miraculously happen with it. But for the most part, man, it's all positivity, it's all,
there he goes again, ladies and gentlemen. He's about to start floating. Wait for it.
It's all love, man.
Love, man. It's all peace, bro. So that's what it really is. What's your inspiration?
I find inspiration in everything. Especially, like, movies. I like to take subjects that aren't related to what I'm doing and treat that as a framework and build around it. You know what I mean? Because when I'm creating, design is about communicating, right? When I'm creating, I want to communicate an emotion. So let's take the simplest thing, like a flyer. I want to make, if it's like a high-end party. Of course, most creators are going to do this anyway. I want it to look like a high-end party. I want you to look at that flyer and see the vibe, right? Because we're the generation of vibes, apparently. I want you to feel that just by looking at whatever it is I'm designing.
Yeah.
It's an experience I'm trying to create.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really my inspiration. Like, the world around me is my inspiration. Even something as simple as like a street sign, depending on what it is I'm working on, might connect something for me. Like, huh, doing a logo. It's like, oh, I like that shape. Let me use that shape. Let me see what that looks like. Badges. Lately, I've been in this feeling of like creating badges for everybody. Yeah.
I'm waiting on something. But I don't know.
I sent it to you. What are you talking about?
My media pass.
Oh.
Oh. You see that face? Yeah. Well, you know, actually, that is a great segue. That is a great segue into the next topic.
Okay.
Time, how do you prioritize?
With my clients or just...
Yeah, of course.
How long a project is going to take?
Well, no, honestly.
Because these are broad questions. Like, I'm not trying to sit here and act like I don't know what you're asking. I'm just like, I can go either way. How do you want me to do this? Or well, how can I? How should I do this?
First off, like, you can't go into elaborating on both without touching this on the one or another, right? Because depending on your client, it depends on the timeline.
Right. Depending on what they want is going to depend on how much time it takes.
So, honestly, the question is focused on how.
Boom! I got you!
Get it. What do you got?
I create a template for myself off of each project. I think there's got to be some form of introspection as a creative that you do. Because I was just talking to somebody about this a couple of days ago about how to charge for your time or how long. You know how long it's going to take for you to do something. You have those answers. Right? I've been designing for X amount of years. I know how fast it takes for me to craft a logo. Depending on, all these other variables, blah. I know how long it's going to take. Like I said in the beginning, people who already know what they want, you already know you're not going to have to spend as much time thinking. People who don't know what they want. So for me, that's necessarily how I determine how much time a project's going to take. Because I want to get done quick. The faster I get your work done, the faster you can move on and start making money. The faster I also get paid, truth be told. But it's about getting those ideas out there. So I try to turn around everything pretty quickly. If it's something that if it's a really abstract concept, you gotta give me some time for that, because I spend more time trying to figure out the concept as opposed to actually designing. Designing doesn't take any real time for me at all,
Yeah.
How do you determine how long something's gonna take?
Honestly, I think to echo off you, I really think it does depend on the project, because for me, there's a variety of videos, there's a variety of pictures that you can, edit and work on. So going back to saying merch videos, because that's what I've been working on recently, is a lot of merch videos, they don't take too long. It may take like 2 hours. But in my mind, it's like, okay, depending on how much you pay, my package deal, also then relates to depending on how I construct the video, because am I adding graphics? If I'm not adding graphics, then I don't have to worry about the extra 30 minutes. If I am, then of course I gotta go through After Effects and it feel like what works best for this video.
Yeah.
So it really all depends on the project itself. I prioritize based off the time that they requested me, and also the time that they need it done. Yeah. If you get a video done in 2 days, well,
then that. I don't mean to cut you off. That is another factor to think about. What's their deadline?
Yeah. So, like, if
you're frozen again.
You said I'm frozen again? You were frozen.
Yeah, you were frozen.
You're frozen.
Yeah, it's all good. Keep moving.
It is. So, I mean, honestly, I don't have to go on a whole tangent about it. It really just depends on my client, their deadline, what they want. I really do hate when they say, oh, whatever. Because in my mind, I'm like,
all right. I got time. Look, I'm going to put this on the shelf and think about it.
Yeah, exactly. But at the end of the day, I try to limit myself as a brand. I try to limit my time to constrictly 2 weeks.
Yeah, same. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, now, if they haven't paid, right? If I shot and they haven't paid, then until you pay, not until you get your video.
Yeah, true.
I'm not going to edit and take away my time away from other.
Yeah. But you know what I like to do? You know what I like to do? To expedite. You're frozen again.
You're frozen.
All right, I'm back. You're back now. You know what I like to do to expedite my time real quick? Even if they haven't put down a deposit or they're thinking about it or not sure, I'm still working that idea out in my head. I'm still going to push myself to move faster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly what you mean.
Yeah. Next topic.
Go for it.
All right. So, what's your process for reaching other audiences through your clients?
There's two ways I do it now. Honestly, I put my stuff on my insignia, you call it, on the video.
Yeah.
So they know I did it. And I also, in the contract, I tell people to tag on Instagram.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, your stuff is, you know, of course you can market your stuff like, oh, hey, check out my stuff. But if someone else is speaking for you, testimonial, reference, that has more power than you marketing your own stuff. So for me, because all my work is through digital world, it's like, unless you see my name tagged, a website, or the credit in a video, then people aren't going to care. They're going to be like, oh, some videographer did this for me.
Yeah, some no-name. One of the homies that knows how to work a camera.
But, you know, for me, it's been recent that people have been like, oh, at Chris McKeer, dope videographer or content creator. You know, they're like, at Chris McKeer, did this video / content for me. So that has been giving me more clients because their audience and their individuals that they've met are coming to me through that instead of me having to go out on the real market like, hey, I do content creation. It's like, no, you see that I have a camera, you see that my Instagram is full of my clients sometimes. So it's just, it's now being marketed through my clients and using them as a resume.
Yeah. It'd be the same for me, truth be told. Whenever I'm doing shirts as a brand, I like to give out a little thank you card for their patronage. I like to ask, you know, address the fact that they were a part of the creative experience. And then on the back, it's a nice little sweet thing. I like to write a little hand note saying thank you. If I know them personally, you know, I might throw a joke in there, but I say thank you, and then I tell them tag at Six Wolves on all platforms of social media, because I'm not going through your traditional market. Like, I'm not using newspaper, I'm not on radio or anything like that. I'm using social media primarily to reach my audience. So when my clients promote their project, I ask them, excuse me, do the same thing as you, and that's tag, you know, tag me in your, when you post, so your following can see that I'm capable of it, you know. And I feel like that falls into word of mouth, which is the most powerful marketing tool to date. And that's normally how I get a lot of my clients. Leads a lot. Why do I stutter? That's crazy. That's the second time that happened. Man, I lost my train of thought again. What's going on?
I feel like you're basically going to say it's the direction that you have to go down.
That's how I generate a lot of my clientele, and it's what I'm comfortable with, you know? Aside from, like, in-your-face marketing.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be vending at an event. Like, I like to vend so people can see me, so people can see the brand. They see the tangible products. And they get to know me. We can start building a relationship from there. And even if they don't utilize my services, they can tell somebody else, hey, I met this guy, you know, who can do this for you.
That kind of goes into topic 6.
The last and final topic.
Is that something you're going to do for now?
I could. That's actually a little cheesy. We're at the 29-minute mark, too. Not bad.
So, what's one thing you like your clientele to understand about what it is you're doing?
You want to start this one off? Or do you want me? You're frozen again.
I'm not frozen.
Yeah, now you're good. This is going to be weird because there's going to be parts where you're speaking and the audio's out on my end.
Well, I got two things recording right now. So.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Of course, we're getting ahead of it, so it's going to take a while for me to edit this.
But I'll hopefully not too long.
No, I'll get it done before I'm 6. So,
yeah.
What's one thing you would like your clientele to understand about what it is you're doing? Honestly, I would like for my clients to understand that I'm not only building your future, I'm also building my future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not only investing my time into you, but I'm also investing my time into myself and my end goals. As selfish as that may sound, It is literally the environment in society we live in now, right? You go to a job, 9 to 5, you're investing your time into someone else's future while they're investing their pockets into your future, right? It's a give and give and take situation. Briefly, man, it's just, I need my phone. Watch that out. That's why I have you. I need them to understand that it's not fair to try to take away from my business and be cheap about it, right? If you're honest to me, I will be honest back. Because at the end of the day, we're both trying to eat. We both have a future. So I need my clients to understand that. And I'm very simplistic when it comes to that. It's like, look, I'll do this content for you. I'll be fair. On the back end, share my stuff, you know? And then, of course, like, pay me. So that's, yeah. That's it. And I've created, like, I'm not going to go into how many people's relationships I've built, but I've created a group of clients that I feel I can trust with that process. And
yeah.
I enjoy that thoroughly.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to agree with you on that one. I have a whole list of things that I want people to understand, my clientele to understand. I think I'll save some of these for another time. Excuse me, dang.
By the way, I know our question. I know our question.
All right, bet. Let it be Marvel related. I'm here for this. The one thing I would want my clientele to understand is to trust me and my vision. My brand is centered around communication, functionality, and becoming memorable. I have a unique skill set. You know, everybody is doing the graphic design thing. Everybody is making t-shirts now. Everybody's doing logos. Everybody's designing flyers. My goal and my vision is to work with brands and make them stand out. And I know from personal experience what will work for your brand and what won't. I'm treading very lightly when I say this. Like, I don't want to just come straight out and dog people. You know, I don't want to be like, you don't know what you want. Because sometimes I've dealt with some ideas that actually, like, oh, that'll work. But I know, I just need to say it, you know. I know what works. I pay attention to what these bigger companies are doing, and I pay attention to what these small companies are doing, and I pay attention to how people respond to certain things. And I'm not saying I know everything, but
you know enough.
I know enough, and I need my clientele to understand that, yeah, you have a vision, and I'll never want to take away from your vision, because essentially that's what I'm here for. But trust me when it hits that point where I have to kind of distort it just a little bit for it to work. Because at the end of the day, this is your business, and like you said, this is my brand. We're building. It's supposed to be a win-win scenario, and I want things to be fair. This is my workout here too, you know? And I don't want to cut clientele off, or I don't want to have to cut anybody off for the simple fact of, oh, this doesn't speak to my work. Like, no, I want to help everybody. I know realistically you can't, but I want to help everybody. Just trust me.
And I'm real quick going into this because I know you don't want to burn bridges. I think that's what you were truly trying to say. You don't want to burn bridges because bridges connect you and network you.
I don't want to say your idea sucks. Yeah. That's the other thing I don't want to say. But you don't want to tell anybody your idea sucks.
One of the things that I'm learning, man, is, and I've sat down with people in meetings, they're like, I trust you because this is what you do. And I'm like, you know, I love you and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Like, I really do. And at the end of the day, there's a method to my madness.
Yeah.
I get you. I take your vision and I create my madness out of your vision.
Yeah.
Buy into something. That's honestly what you need to understand.
Yeah.
I had that same situation, like when people go, oh, you know,
yeah, there's some situations you wish you could reference. It's like,
yeah, I don't want to burn any people in this, so I'm not gonna say it. But I really hate when people go, no, I don't like that. And I get it, right? You don't like it. Well, then I'm gonna work with you, and I'm gonna have patience. But at the end of the day, you have to see it from my perspective too, because my perspective is the vision that you're trying to hire. So
yeah.
All right, man. Because we're running out of time.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
What are your handles per usual?
All right. So all my handles are the same. There's nothing different. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, at KrysFakir. That's Chris Fakir. Facebook and Instagram, and my website is kfakirtv.com. Since it's dropping August 6th, I will say my website isn't coming to be until August 10th. It's not officially releasing until August 10th.
What are you, revamping?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Bro, I have like over 80 videos now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the problem I was dealing with yesterday. But before I get into that real quick, you can find me on all platforms of social media. At Six Wolves. The numerical 6, WOLVES. Chris, you should put it up like right here. Look at all this space I'm giving you to work with.
Yeah,
have a reveal. Six Wolves.
On my FaceTime, you're not giving me much space.
I know. So at Six Wolves, my website is sixwolvesllc.com. I just revamped yesterday. Like I was looking at all the work I've done. And one of the things I don't want to do is just post flat designs. Like, oh, here's a logo I did. Like, I want to post the design in application. So if I designed a logo, I want you to see it on a t-shirt, you know? So I had that problem yesterday. I was like, I got way too much work that I could just post. You know, I don't want to oversaturate people.
Please go through all my stuff on my iPad, trying to figure out where I'm keeping. That's perfect for my website. I'm not only going to use my eyes, but I'm going to use also other people's eyes, including yours. So.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. To leave you with the question of the day.
Question of the day!
Mike says he wasn't Marvel related. So I'm not Marvel related.
Yes.
What do you find your understanding is? Ambitions in a Marvel movie?
You know what? I feel like you would do the same for me.
I do. Same here, Mike.
What is your favorite Marvel movie, and what is the subliminal message in that movie?
It's a wrap.
Second episode.
Hold on. Honestly, for those who are watching, listening, we're going to get everything perfect by episode 3.
Well, the goal is not perfection. The goal is, it is perfection. I'm lying. Shut up. I know. Perfect. All right. Well, until next time. Watch this.